This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Keeping the customer satisfied is the business that my next guest has been in since 1968. You've probably heard of J.D. Power and Associates, the consumer survey company that Dave Power started back in 68, revolutionized the auto and customer service industries. Now Dave is in his early 80s and is looking back at the impact of his business in a new book called Power, How J.D. Power III Became the Auto Industry's Advisor, Confessor, and Eyewitness to History. And he's here to talk about it a little bit. Dave, welcome to America Weekend.
Thank you, Paul.
When you founded this business at your kitchen table all those years ago, was there such a thing as a customer service survey?
There were several, but they were operated by each of the car manufacturers, and they were getting information that was not that valuable. So what we did was we started with an independent survey going across the whole industry so they would be able to see how they were doing with their customers versus all the other manufacturers.
So you did not do it at the behest of one individual company, right?
Not at the beginning. And in fact, Toyota turned out to be my first client here in Southern California. I had left Detroit to get out of the automobile business. And sure enough, I got in to see the people at Toyota when they were just re-entering the market with a new car.
So how did you convince the auto industry, Toyota and the others, to use your surveys as the definitive ones?
Well, actually, how we did it, it took about 30 years to get there. But we did it piecemeal. With Toyota, I decided that we were just too much involved with Toyota itself, and it was not a good thing for our company to grow. And so we started doing one-off type surveys, mail surveys. Here again, we started on the kitchen table and the living room floor. My children would fold the questionnaires and the letter and put the stamps on and send out the mail and would collect it. And my wife would do the tabulating of the questions. That's the way we started. But we found that we hit a major company that was growing fast, Mazda, that had a rotary engine vehicle.
Yep.
And everyone was interested in it. And we did a survey on the first 2,000 buyers and found actually, one major problem with it, that once the vehicle hit 30,000 miles, it was the O-rings were falling apart and leaking, and it meant the whole engine had to be taken out of the car and be re-outfitted with new O-rings.
Wow.
And what happened is, I had 14 car manufacturers that bought the survey in those days for $2,000. And we owned the data, and we gave them instructions. They couldn't use it outside the company, and they sort of agreed to it. But what we found is that somebody, one of the car manufacturers back in Detroit, released it to the Wall Street Journal, and they called me, and I had to sit down and write my first press release and got it back to the Wall Street Journal, and the next day we were on the front page of the Wall Street Journal talking about how the engines were failing.
Wow. So now your surveys were all done based on customer satisfaction, not asking people what they wanted in cars. But this is a perfect example of how you were getting feedback from people who bought these products from these manufacturers and dealers and didn't like something about it. And so something was changed. Were there other times where these car companies maybe added features to a car or changed them in other ways because of your data?
Oh, absolutely. All of them. And I'm talking about European, Japanese, Korean, and all of the big three had eventually were making changes on the quality. And I feel that we really changed the thinking in the automobile industry. They were very focused back in the 50s and 60s from a manufacturing standpoint and didn't really care about the customer. And so our surveys did change their thinking because people were really responding to our surveys. And we had over 50% of the questionnaires we send out being sent back to us.
Well, that's an amazing return rate. But I know that in many of these companies, you ran into ego with people who said, okay, yeah, I see your results, but I'm not changing that.
Oh, yes. We had a lot of that. And we ran a seminar with them. I invited all of them out to California for a one-day seminar, and we had them all chime in, and what we found is that they, each of them, had their own opinion of what, how to measure customer satisfaction. And by noontime, we went to lunch and cooled down a little bit, then got back, and I got all of them to temporarily, anyhow, agree to a formula that we revised ours somewhat to make it more palatable. And then from that time on, we were doing, that would be about 1985, we got a lot more cooperation on the part of the manufacturers. And the top management were the ones who really looked at it and started changing their procedures.
Dave, you talked about how you and the kids were folding envelopes on the floor of your living room and mailing them out. Has technology made doing these kind of surveys easier? Do you get better response rates in the internet age?
No, it gets more complicated as we go on. And you're right. It's amazing the information now that consumers have, and they, in any industry, and they are in charge now because of this information being readily available. And now we're going into the digital age, and that's going to cause more information to get into the hands of the consumer. And the consumer is going to make their own decisions, not be influenced by the styling or the reputation of the vehicle. They want to have more and more information. They want it quickly and easily readable. And the digital age is going to change things dramatically. So we're always changing. And the car manufacturers back in the early 60s and 70s didn't understand that the consumer could make a good decision on buying a vehicle based on what they wanted. And it was just a change that took place. It took 35 years to have that change happen. But now we're in full swing. And that's why I wrote the book.
Yep.
Was to provide them a better understanding of the fact that they are in charge, not the manufacturers.
Well, in that way, Dave, you created a revolution inside the industry, which continues today. I appreciate you joining me to talk about it.
Well, thank you for having me.
That's Dave Power, whose son Jamie Power is now running J.D. Power & Associates. The book, again, is called Power, How J.D. Power III Became the Auto Industry's Advisor, Confessor, and Eyewitness to History. I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend.